Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my gorgeous gigglers?
Yes.
You like that one.
That felt right.
That was on brand for you.
Yeah.
You're like, finally you called me what I am. Finally get some respect up in this bitch.
How are you, Hannah? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. We are grateful for
the gigglers.
Los pantalones.
Yeah.
In la escuela.
In la escuela.
Grateful for the gigglers, mostly. Also, we both were in Baltimore this weekend.
Which is just like such a random ass place to be like.
It's the hot spot. Austin was last week. Baltimore's this week.
How was your Baltimore experience?
So I texted Paige because when you're traveling on the road, sometimes you get good hotels. Sometimes you don't. You would have lost your mind. There was not even a lemon water in the lobby. It was a Holiday Inn.
Why do you do this to yourself?
I don't. They book it. They book it. And I'm okay, well, but also
you,
I'm cheap.
Whoever they is, you've given them a standard in which you're comfortable with, and they're running wild with it.
They're running wild. Basically, it was a Holiday Inn with a Chili's attached to it, which I've never seen before.
I've never seen before, but I actually don't hate that.
Don't hate it. Because most of these places, you get into the hotel and then you're like, oh, I need food. I've been seamlessing two hotel rooms, which is a new level of disgusting. But I basically go to my room and it kind of smells like smoke, like cigarette smoke.
No, what is it, 1995?
Exactly. I'm like, this is in my head. This isn't happening. And I go to Chili's. Now, Chili's is a fucking vibe.
Yeah, it is. It is a
people
vibe.
People go to Chili's, like, for a party. Like, people are drinking huge, like, margaritas.
You ever gotten drunk at a Chili's?
No.
Oh, it's wild.
And also, there's, like, a real culture to it. Like, mm-hmm. And then I ordered an iced tea, a blueberry iced tea, as one does. That shit had crack cocaine in it.
Yep.
I was off the wall. I was like talking to people.
Chili's is like the Cheesecake Factory's drug addict cousin that like you. It's like, yeah, we're related. Like we're in the same high school, but like we have different parents.
Chili's is Applebee's if it was laying in a field drunk.
Yeah, like if it was lying to its parents and like definitely wasn't a virgin by age 12.
Chili's is a PF Chang's if it was selling foot pics, you know what I mean?
Chili's has an OnlyFans, you know. Chili's has an OnlyFans, shows up to Thanksgiving dinner, says they're a news reporter, like they have an OnlyFans.
But like Chili's is also in your fucking face with the calorie numbers.
Don't you hate that?
No one's going to Chili's to be healthy. So why are you reminding me that I'm assaulting my body with a chicken sizzler?
Yeah. Like, if I'm trying to be healthy, the first thing I don't think is Chili's.
Let's go to Chili's. And then I decide to order a fajita. After being in Tulum, Mexico, I was like, this is subpar.
Yeah.
But I eat that shit. So then I get back to the hotel room.
Wait, did you go? Were you by yourself?
Yeah, just by myself, vibing.
You went and sat at a Chili's by yourself.
The most fucked up part is I get to the Chili's and they go, we don't have any seats available. And I'm like, do you know who I am? Do you know who I have the Giggly Squad podcast? And I used to be on Bravo. Like, I got rejected from Chili's.
So where'd you sit? At the bar?
Yeah. So I sat at the bar, but there was like the tennis channel on.
I have so many questions on people that sit alone at restaurants, and I envy them.
Yeah.
What did you do whilst you waited for your food?
I was watching the tennis channel. Like, I was like the guy at the bar who's like way too into the sports that's on, and I don't care who's around me, and I don't even care to check my phone that often. And then
no
when the food
way.
Comes, you can like fully immerse yourself in the food, and you're not worried about people judging you for like how fast you're eating or like having to have a follow-up question to the person you're talking to, listening to them when they speak. That's exhausting. Like, honestly, going out to eat with someone could be exhausting.
It is exhausting. I've never gone anywhere alone. No, I've literally never done something that is typically a group or like two-person activity alone. I don't have enough confidence.
I love eating alone, and group dinners are my biggest fear. Where
you hate
vibe in a group, because the group dinners, I'm like, what character do you guys want me to be? Do you want me to take over? Because I can.
Right. You're either 100% in or you're home.
Or up.
You're like, I'm either doing it or I'm with butter. Like, I don't
have
time.
And not to be all LA, but I am, you know, as an empath.
Right.
I'm taking in everyone's emotions during the dinner, and then it fucks with my dinner. It ruins my dinner when Sarah is giving me bad energy.
Right. I get that.
So
I get that.
Chili's has great energy. Someone was like bitching about like one of the other waitresses. Like, they were like talking about their drama. And I was like, I'm invested. I need to know. But then I get back to my room and I realize like, oh, this smell is real. And I hate confrontation. Like, I'm not one to send food back easily or like speak up for myself. So,
oh, I'm
but
calling
I start getting,
that front desk.
I start getting nauseous. Because of like cigarette smoke and the Chili's. And I was like, I'm going to puke. So then I went downstairs and I was like, hey, my room smells like smoke. Is it possible to get another room? And they were like, which room? And I was like, 410. And they were like, that's not a smoking room. And I'm like, but it smells like smoke. And they're like, maybe some smoke blew in. I'm like, it's a fucking, who's outside on the fourth floor smoking? An UFO?
That sounds like something I told my mom in high school. She's like, it smells like weed. I'm like, maybe it blew in the house. That's so weird. That's interesting.
And I'm like, it smells like it in the shower, but it blew in. Okay. But they gave me another room and I was so happy I did. But I have a friend, my mom's friend, who wherever she goes when she gets to a hotel room will call and complain about something.
Yeah.
And she'll always get an upgrade. And that's just like what she does.
No way.
I went to a fancy hotel in LA, like at least $400, walked in, and there was something in the toilet.
No.
Like, it looked like rice or so, like someone had puked. Something was weird in the toilet. And I just sucked it up. I just flushed and I was like, whatever.
No.
But immediately I was like, I'm paying $450 for this room and the toilet has something in it.
Immediately when I get into a hotel room, I don't know why I just said it with a southern accent. When I get in a hotel room, I'm going to tell you
Someone's
what I do.
Someone's been in the South lately.
I immediately look for an iron or a steamer. If not, they're getting a call from me. Mm-hmm. If there's no blow dryer, they're getting a strongly worded phone call. And then I ask for a clothing rack, like an additional rack.
Good for you. This is smart. This is good to know.
There's a few things that I've always wanted to say to people. One of them is to jump into a taxi and say, follow that car. I've always just wanted to do that.
And
you
another,
could do that.
Yeah, I think I could do that just at any moment. Just like see what the driver did. Like, is he a down ass bitch? Is he gonna be like, which one, and start following, or is he gonna ask questions?
Ubers, they don't fuck with you, but like taxis, you go in, and if you're like, I need to be somewhere in 4 minutes, they're like done, and they put on like the turbo, and then just like crash into every car until they get there. It's
because
pretty impressive.
It probably makes their job a little bit more exciting than the usual day today. If you're like,
I'm about to have a baby. Go.
Yeah, like I'm 20 minutes late and he's like, say less, ma'am. Like I've been waiting for someone. No, but one of those other sayings is, well, then call the police. I don't know why I want to say that to someone.
But that was my biggest fear. We talked about that, like that you would get arrested and go to jail because of your fake ID.
Yes, that is my biggest fear.
They'd always be like, we're calling the police. And I'd be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, but now I want to be like, that's my ID. That's my vaccine card. Then call the police. You know what? I'll call them and we'll figure this out. I don't know why. I want to be on a soap opera, obviously.
I have a question for you because I feel like I needed to dig deeper into how you've gotten where you are. Now, you guys have to understand, Paige is great at partying, but she's also like really good at understanding the scene to make it be as fun as possible for like a single girl in New York City back in your day.
Okay.
I think you've done a really good job.
Do you have
any advice for getting in with bouncers? Because it's not even about being of age. It's about making the process smooth and then also not like overstepping, not being annoying. Like how do you navigate being cool with the bouncers in New York City?
Okay. I get this question a lot, actually. And I'm going to tell you something.
Because are you like dabbing dudes and just walking in?
I'm dapping bouncers up and handing them money. I'm going to say something. It is not me. I have been very, very fortunate in my years of going out in New York City that at any stage of my life, like the first couple of years I lived in New York, I had a girlfriend who was not afraid of anything. She'd walk right up to the bouncer and get us in. Like, I didn't have to do a thing. Then, you know, she got a boyfriend, so we killed her. And then I was still single. And one of my other girlfriends was the exact same way. Like, she would just be like, okay, we're going to this party. Like, and I'm like, are we on the list? She's like, no, but we're going. And
she's like, carry yourself confidently.
Yeah, and she would do everything, and I would just like stand there because I'm not, that is so not my personality.
Yeah.
I will say there was one time I was out in New York City and all of my friends were inside of a club, and like we had a table and I was joining the table. So all I really had to do was be like, hey, blah, blah, blah's table. And then like they let you in. This guy was not letting me in. And like he was doing it on purpose. And this has only happened like a couple times in my life.
Yeah.
And like,
because when they don't fuck with you, like they don't fuck with you.
They don't fuck with you. Like there's nothing you can really do if they just have decided they don't fuck with
you. They just don't like your face.
Yeah. And so there have been a couple of times in my life, and I have never told anyone this because I didn't want to look like a loser in front of my friends. Mm-hmm. But my dad is always in the back of my head being like, you should tip everyone. You should tip everyone. So I've given money to bouncers and been like, I need to skip this line. Because like being in the line, I felt like was more embarrassing. Now I'm like, fuck you. Fuck this club. I don't give a shit. I'm going home.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have tipped bouncers before, yes.
Well, in New York City, it's weird where, like, if there's a line, everyone wants to go to the club with the line. But then you also do not want to be waiting in the line. And then you walk in the club.
And there's 10 people. And you're like, why don't we let everyone in so we can actually party?
Because it's all about making people think
it's exclusive.
It's exclusive, yeah. I would just try names. I'd be like, Joe's table, Steve's table.
My one friend would do that. One time we went to a club in Miami and she literally Googled who owned the club. Yeah. And then she said to the bouncer, like, I'm at like Jason, blah, 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 whatever's table. And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, who is that? And she's like, he owns it. And I was like, are we at his table? She's like, no, I don't even know him.
So, my mom had this badass story about Studio 54, how I watched the documentary about it, but it was all about who gets let in. But they weren't just letting in anyone. Like they were letting in people who looked really like artsy or cool, or who were like New York City culture. Like you couldn't just be basic.
I mean, if you want more probability of getting in, you need to have no guys with you.
Yeah, no guys with you. My mom said it was her and her friend, and they were really cute, and they got really dressed up. They got out of the car, and they were like, we just have to walk like we're somebody.
Yeah.
And they just walked right up like they were just so busy, and they let them right in. And I thought it was like the coolest story.
Yeah. There are a few stories in New York City that like defined that time of my life where I was like, yeah. I just walked up to that club, the bouncer yeah. kissed me on the cheek, opened yep. the rope and let me in, and I felt like the coolest person ever. Now I'm like, I just ate a Hot Pocket. That's where I'm at now.
That was really insightful, Paige. Thank you. That was really great.
You.
How was your weekend in Baltimore? Or like your Thanksgiving?
Oh my God. Okay, so first I was in Delaware, which is like the most wholesome Hallmark place ever. I went and got a Christmas tree at the same place that there's an animal petting zoo. And I was like, oh my God, we're doing Hannah's Bachelorette here.
Wait, you did it without me?
Hi, do you guys do Bachelorette parties and also sell pumpkin pies?
Wait, did you have fun at the animal farm?
We went at nighttime, so like it wasn't like full on going on.
The animals were asleep.
Yeah, but the goats are wild. The goats just fling themselves like in the air.
And they try to like eat your necklace and shit.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if I really fuck with you.
And he's like, cute little like date.
Yeah, it was so cute. It was Craig and I and his parents. We went and got a Christmas tree. We did Thanksgiving with them like the week before, and then we went to Albany.
Wait, that is so family oriented. You love that shit.
I love that shit. I mean, we were family for like a full 2 weeks. We were with someone's family. Is that crazy?
My gosh. But I also feel like it's ironic that we were talking about you partying all the time and then how you're kind of over it. And it's because like you just wanted a family to take you in. And you were looking for families at tables and clubs and they weren't there. It was just
I was
alcohol.
Looking in all the wrong places for family to love me. No, so we went to Delaware, then we flew to Albany, and like obviously it was the first time that Craig was meeting my family, so like I was very nervous.
Wait, I'm nervous.
Yeah, and I will say this: it was a different kind of nervous than I've had with other boyfriends meeting my family. In previous relationships, my nerves were, my family's going to hate this person. How do I diffuse whatever is about
how
to
do we
happen
distract?
For
how
the
do we
next
distract?
72 hours? Yes. In this situation, I was very nervous that Craig wasn't going to like my family. So I texted all of them and I was like, hey, if you guys could like not be yourselves for a little bit, that'd be great. And
I'm
just like wanting
I'm envisioning
everything to
just the Bachelor of you having like a home and your mom sitting there like, so why should Paige choose you?
We were doing hometowns. We were fully doing hometowns.
And then your dad pulls down, he's like, I got a gun in the back. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Not really unexpected, but like a little bit unexpected. My dad doesn't love me anymore, and he only loves Craig. And he doesn't care about me. And he was like doing things around the house and kept being like, Craig, you want to do this with me? And I was like, hello.
Usually he has a new best friend.
Yeah. They're best friends. It's the craziest thing.
Did they text yet?
They text.
Okay, that is the cutest fucking thing.
They text. It honestly could not have gone better. And then on actual Thanksgiving, Sierra texted me and was like, I think I'm going to come to Albany for Thanksgiving. And I was like, oh my God, of course. So she jumped on a train. We went and picked her up. She had Thanksgiving with us. Friday.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we played Family Feud after Thanksgiving. We did boys versus girls. We had the best time ever. No, like it was the best weekend ever. And then we came back to New York on Saturday and we went to the Baltimore game on Sunday, which opens Glovegate.
Everyone needs to know
okay.
what happened with the gloves.
The first thing I want to say is I die for the Gigglers. If any of you need a blood transfusion or a kidney transplant, like, hit me up, because not one person told Craig about Glovegate. Not one.
I'm obsessed.
I was literally doing.
No, the gigglers are real motherfuckers.
No, like real.
They just needed boundaries. We just need boundaries. We told them the boundaries, and they were like, done.
They were like, thank you.
Sign, seal, delivered. I'm yours.
Yeah. Because I thought Craig was almost like fucking with me because he kept bringing up the gloves, and he was like, "Do you have your gloves? Like, it's gonna be really cold." It was really fucking cold, so I was very happy I had them. But at one point at the game, I was like, "Can you take a picture of my gloves?" And he was like, "For what?" And I was like, "Oh, like the gigglers just like want to see what I'm wearing." And he was like, "Okay." And then like I was on my phone and I was looking at messages and he was like, "Why is everyone obsessed with the gloves?" And I was like, "I don't know. Isn't that just like the weirdest thing ever?"
It's like, and you clearly have amazing taste in gloves.
Yeah, I was like, "No, they're so amazing." And he did not know anything. And people were like, "Okay, they're actually kind of cute and like you did it well."
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you nailed it. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about being lugged to football games in the cold? Are you okay with it? Well, you're from Albany.
I'm not. Oh, the cold doesn't bother me at all. I like,
yeah.
That's like one thing I don't care about. But Craig was so cute this weekend. He was like, "Do you like doing this stuff with me or do you just like doing it because you like me?" And I looked at him and I said, "Oh, babe."
He asked some deep ass questions.
Yeah, no. What? I'm like half a pretzel in my mouth. I'm like, right now? Pass the mustard right now.
You're like, "Why are you making me use my brain?" Yeah.
And he was like, "Do you like this or are you just doing it because you love me?" And I looked at him and I was like, "Both." Like, I wouldn't actually be here if I didn't love you.
You're like, "Actually, I don't even like you, but I need to watch this snap, so please shut up."
It does get exciting. I mean, I was a cheerleader for football in high school, so like, I get it.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Hey, gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly.
I had a really small Thanksgiving.
Yeah, where were you?
We were at my Nana's place, who recovered like a champ, got out of the hospital next day. She was in the hospital for a week because she fractured
her hip. Don't
tell
me she made Thanksgiving.
She didn't make it, but she was like the manager. Like she was telling everyone what to do. Mm-hmm. No one asked me to do shit, which I think is a pat on my back of how I've showed how incompetent I am over the last couple. Like Des was like, why aren't they asking us to make anything? And I go, crazy, I have no idea. And my mom's like, bring wine.
Hannah, wait, I thought the same thing this year at Thanksgiving. I was like, wait, damn, I'm almost 30 and not one.
But I'm at the point I was like Googling cute recipes and they were just like, don't.
Because like,
my family takes food seriously. Like they're like, we'd rather you
they
not.
They don't have time.
Then come, they don't have time for that shit.
They're so like, you want to practice? Fuck up a different Sunday night dinner. This is a main holiday. You think we're just throwing you in on the A team? Like, get out of here.
Yeah. No, like this isn't a cute like try your best. No.
Italian families are the NFL draft for holidays. Yeah. Like they're not just winging it.
Not even an appetizer. Like they have the spread. Don't fucking come in with some bullshit.
You want a holiday? 4th of July. Thanksgiving? Absolutely out of here. Flag Day is your holiday.
This is why I am the way I am. My mom was like, bring white wine. And like I have white wine in the house. So I bring two things of white wine. We forgot to drink it. Like that's our family. Like we just never, like I was like, did we even open the wine? And they were like, oh my god, we forgot to open the wine. Like that's our family just doesn't drink. It's so weird. But my Nana, she was fully decked out. She had a wheelchair just because she's recovering. And she was like, it was crazy. I haven't posted in 4 days. And I thought my followers were going to be mad at me, but I gained followers. Why am I working so hard when I gained followers? It's crazy. I don't know what to do. But my last post got over 1,000.
She's like, so I need you to throw me down the stairs really quick.
And I was just next to her because I am her manager. And I was like, Nana, your engagement, your last couple photos were great. And we go take a photo and she goes, get the wheelchair in it. And I go, this woman's a genius. This woman's a marketing genius. When she heals.
Kris Kardashian calls her and she's like, we heard what you've been doing. We'd love to bring you on board.
Kris Jenner's looking to sign her. Oh my God. But we had, it was great. It was just my Nana, my Papa, my mom, my dad, and me and Des.
Oh my God. That's so cute.
Because my brother and his wife, holy shit, he's married, are in Indiana. So we do a little FaceTime. We have a very small family. Well, Des does have like 20 cousins, but we're doing Christmas with them. But anyway, guys, long story short, when you get a significant other, holidays are exhausting.
They are. It's almost like it's exhausting only because I feel like you put so much pressure on yourself, like, yes, prior and while it's going on. It's not even like the acts of what you're doing, because you're not doing anything, no, but like sitting and eating.
Do you remember when you were little how holidays were like a magical day? And then there was a time when you're like a teenager or early 20s when you're like, this is just a day. Like, yeah, I don't even like care about this day. But I want to have a mental health moment, because okay, I did hear that the holidays are actually like the highest spike in depression, anxiety, and suicide.
Wow.
If you think about it, it's like if you had lost a family member, mm-hmm, or you feel alone, it's just like a time where people are forcing happiness and jolliness in your, mm-hmm, face, and it can make you feel really insecure or lonely or down if you don't feel happy during the holidays.
Behind every smiling family picture, there was a fight in the kitchen. Like, there was. Like, no one's escaping not having, like, you're annoying me. Like, well, oh, really? You're annoying me. Yeah. Like, I think my brother, like, told me to go back to New York City at least 4 times. He's like, go back. You don't live here anymore.
Everyone's like, all we care about is family. And then they just hate each other the whole time. So anyone who doesn't have a perfect family structure, have perfect holidays, you're literally everyone.
Yeah, it is everyone.
It's Cyber Monday today.
Yeah. I just did a whole thing of, like, I'm about to post it, but, like, I can't make a TikTok to save my fucking life. But I just did a whole thing of, like, things I would ask for Christmas. Or, like, things like, just send this list to your boyfriend. I literally almost texted Elena and was like, I'm going to send you clips. Can you make it into a TikTok for me? But I feel like she already hates us and I don't want to burden her.
Yeah. Yeah, that would put her in a mood. Do you feel like the emails are more aggressive this season than other seasons?
If you sent me an email this weekend, you were unsubscribed from. Don't send me an email.
It is the time to be like, oh my God, I didn't even know I need to unsubscribe from these fuckers. And it,
yeah, that's what it is.
People are pushing so hard that I don't even know what emails I'm getting. And I'm normally pretty good at deleting emails that aren't useful, but I am harassed. I am bamboozled.
The fact that there isn't an
overwhelmed
check all button, subscribed, unsubscribed to all, is crazy to me.
There are some apps, but then it's hard because it's like, I will like some of these brands, but then the next day they'll be like, do you want to buy more? And I'm like, I just bought something from you.
Yeah.
So anyway, have you ever shopped at Aritzia?
Yeah, I hate it.
Do you notice that their dressing rooms don't have mirrors? Or is that,
I've never tried anything on in there.
They don't have mirrors. So you have to walk outside and there's like a big general mirror, which is...
No.
I first thought I was like going crazy, like that I just couldn't find the mirror in the dressing room. Imagine putting on something that looks stupid, walking outside, having everyone be like, oh my God, that looks stupid on her. And then look in the mirror and be like, I'm stupid. And do that 14 times.
What are you just supposed to like feel the energy if it like looks good on you or not? Like, how?
Yeah, this isn't LA.
Yeah, like what in the actual fuck? Why do they do that? Is it every store, you think?
It might be every, because you know how these corporate companies have like the same vibe. Also, people are loving Abercrombie.
Yeah, people are really loving it. It's like having a basics, full moment.
It's having a full moment.
I will say their bodysuits are really good. I love their bodysuits. I like a lot of their stuff. Talk about a come up. People love,
a rise and fall and rise.
Yeah, a rise, fall, and a rise. I think because it was so big in our age group that when it fell, we were like, eh, that sucks. But now that it's back again, we're like, let's
their
go.
Their brand awareness is there. Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, because we like loved them. So I'm fully giving them a second shot. And I think they are really good.
I do have an issue with bodysuits, though, because as someone who doesn't wear thongs, bodysuits are not even like a... they're like a full wad of toilet paper in my asshole. It
what
feels like.
What do you think type of underwear you're going to wear on your wedding day?
Why are you attacking me right now? You know, I'll be honest, there are those like unlined ones that you can't see it. But I'm not wearing a thong in my I am not wearing a thong in my wedding day.
Hannah, I'm going to buy you like the outfit you put on after you take your wedding dress off when you're like in your
when you're about to lose my virginity.
Yeah, when you're about to consummate your marriage. I'm buying that outfit. Wait.
I think I want to start saying consummate now. Yeah. Like instead of being like,
do you know what Craig and I say now?
What do you say?
Did you go all the way?
With each other?
No.
Do you want to go all the way?
Sometimes he does say it to me.
Oh, you mean to other people?
But yeah, like, he'll be like, do you think they like went all the way? And I'm like, that's a really nice way to ask and put up.
Do you know what people don't talk about enough? How to initiate sex with your significant other. Like, do you go, do you want to fuck? Do you just start kissing on them? Mm-hmm. Do you say, do you want to make love? Or do you say, should we consummate? Because I think I'm going to just start being like, should we consummate?
Do you want to make an honest woman out of me?
Because when you're with someone for a long time, you're not finding like random like moments where you guys are just so hot and heavy making out. It's yeah. more like a, I have 10 minutes. Do you have 10 minutes?
Yeah.
You want to go?
Yeah. Like I have to jump on a call.
Des and I will have moments where we're looking at each other and he'll be like, does your stomach hurt? And I'll be like, no. And he'll be like, do you want sex? And then I'll be like.
And that's the logistics that we need.
He's going to kill me, but he did the funniest thing yesterday. We were on the couch and we wanted to have sex. Mm-hmm. And he said, hold on one sec. I need to put a pillow behind my back. My lower back has been hurting. And I was like, oh my God. It was like so cute, but also I'm like. We're not spring chickens anymore.
Just sign these papers in case you die really quickly. So, wait, that's actually hilarious.
Someone was asking, like, how do I meet a silver fox? And I was like, hang out in Rite Aid in the Advil section.
I saw that.
And you, what?
I lost it. I lost it. That was such a good one.
But it's true. This man goes through ibuprofen, Advil.
You're Motrin, like, look up arthritis Tylenol. Support groups.
But then I was like sitting on his lap and my hip flexors were so tight. And he was like, you need to stretch. And I was like, you need to fucking stretch.
You're like bouncing up and down and you're like, you need to stretch.
He's like, use a foam roller. And I'm like, when did we become... literally geriatric.
Yeah, like, what's going on?
And then I like needed to take a break because my hip flexor was hurting.
Oh my God. I've done that too, like where you're just like, okay, my thighs weren't built for this. What am I, an Olympic athlete?
Yeah,
roll
you
over.
Can't go from like lying around all day to suddenly.
Yeah.
Don't be a hero, guys. Yeah. Don't try to be a hero.
I'm not built for what you see in your movies. My thighs have a limit.
Okay, I also have written down in my notes something kind of scary.
Okay.
More 90s skinny brows. There's something.
I was like, we have to go.
I would go on Amazon. You know how there's those like mustache patches? I would buy like two mustache patches and put it on my eyebrows. But this thing, my eyebrows are like, they're not necessarily crazy thick, but they're very long. So when I brush it up, I look like Albert Einstein. So that's why I was scared to do it. But I realized
you have to trim your eyebrows.
Yeah. But I have this like Glossier brow thing. Yeah. That I just like brushed it up a lot and like it kind of looked good.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm going through that journey.
Okay. I'll help you find someone that like we would trust to do it. Actually, I would love if you did it. And then if it was good, then I would do it.
Yeah. I'll be the guinea pig for us. You're like, can you get a face tattoo and just let me see how it works? So this girl's name is Borislava Sakova. So she has amazing cheekbones. But yeah, like this is me and you.
Wait, I'm obsessed with her. Wait,
and her style is
so
good.
Crazy.
I sent you her style is so good. I'm low-key obsessed with her, and I actually had a moment where I wanted to be like, hey, how do you do your makeup? But I felt like a creepo. But then I realized that's like what influencers do.
That's like what, so just comment and be like, hi, we need a makeup tutorial. So anyway, 90s eyebrows, I'm not doing it. I like, look, I'm just coming around to like low rise coming back and I haven't bought any, but like I'm accepting it when I see it out.
No.
Yeah, but I'm not getting crazy.
But also I hate low rise because it's so specific to one body type.
Yeah.
I actually manifested something.
What? Something bad or something good?
It's, I don't know. I think
okay.
It's good.
Shoot.
I have manifested accidentally that everyone's starting to dissolve their BBLs and lip fillers.
Wait, like give an example on who?
Khloe Kardashian.
I saw that picture.
Has been dissolving her BBL.
Does she not look so much better though?
So much better.
It literally looked like they had full diapers. Like they had a diaper that needed to be changed. It is what their asses looked like.
Yeah, and like it can't be comfortable being that disproportional. Like I wouldn't even be able to walk. I'd tip over. I think Kim might be doing it too. And then Bella Hadid.
How do they sit in chairs, you know? Like I just feel like your legs are like detached from your thighs.
Yeah, it reminds me of like those horse costumes. Where you're like, you have a horse in the back of you. I know, that was a very specific example.
I get what you're thinking in your head, but
but I think Bella Hadid is dissolving her lip filler. Kylie already was kind of dissolving it. But I feel like the Gen Zs are very pro, like you know, natural makeup is now back.
Yeah.
I think natural faces are starting to be back. And I'm very, very happy about that because I feel like it was too much pressure for everyone to have massive lips. And
I can't
asses.
Keep up with the Gen Zs. I can barely keep up with laser hair removal. I don't know how people are keeping up with like doing all this stuff.
Oh, I gave up on laser hair removal. I will be like tweezing my chin and Dez will be like, can you just get laser?
It's not that easy. It's not that easy.
I have to remember to take my birth control every month. I have to remember to drink water every day. I have to remember to text my friends back. I have to respond to emails. I have to remember my wallet, phone, and keys everywhere. I can't remember laser.
Unless the laser is coming to my apartment, I'm probably not doing it.
Wait, have you found
that? I
can't.
I would love that.
I mean,
honestly, that is why I fuck so hard with long distance. And I feel like sometimes people think I'm like making an excuse like, oh, my God, like, no, I really love long distance. It's because I need at least 3 days to do weird, gross single girl stuff that you don't do in front of your boyfriend.
Ugh, well, you're going to get to the point if you finally move in together where that just becomes like he just sees it all the time. But you're still in the fun. Like, let's pretend that.
Yeah,
you're
it's like
phase.
It's like I don't do that. That's crazy. You know, like I feel like he thinks, yeah, that I'm just old. My legs are always smooth.
When I got my appendix removed, they had to like, you know, stick something in your belly button and whatever. And you get like the worst gas. Like insane. Because they're like have to pump you with air and stuff.
Yeah.
It was sulfuric. Like, and that was when my relationship with him will never be the same. Where I remember he just like, he, it was like we either like had to get married or we'd never see each other again.
Were you in the hospital or is it like over time they're like, okay, you're gonna like this will come
out.
So
I was in the hospital for 3 days and then I was in West Hampton with him and he just had to suffer.
And what did he say?
I mean, at first he thought it was kind of funny and then he started to get annoyed. He was like, okay, this is like not a safe living environment for me. And I was like,
he's like, I'm calling a bomb squad because I think that you're actually poisoning me.
So that's why I make fart jokes to make myself feel better.
And that's why your guys are getting married.
Even today, like we got coffee and he loves coffee.
Yeah.
Loves it. I post. He gets so happy with coffee. Like, I think he loves coffee more than me, which like is something else I'm going to unpack at a later date with him. But we're walking back and I'm like, oh, I'm like, I need to shit myself. Like, and it's going to be a good one. Like, I could feel it. And he kind of laughed. And then like a couple steps later, he's like, oh, I need to shit. And then we were arguing about who would shit first in the bathroom because we have one bathroom. And I was like, I have a podcast in 10 minutes. And he's like, I could do it really fast. And I was like, I can too. And like, at one point I was like, where has this relationship gone?
No, no. Can I tell you something also? You've always said to me, like, you need to date someone that you can, or like be how we are together, like how your friend is or something.
Yeah.
Dez is you.
Like we're the same person. It's like dangerous because like the sides you don't like about yourself, you're like, ugh. But then the sides you love about yourself, you're like, you're amazing. but once you're living with someone for so long, it's like I don't like having to navigate things and like pretend I don't do things. But when you do shave, when you do a full shave and mm-hmm. you do kind of put a little effort, he appreciates it, which is nice.
Yeah.
He just sees a he sees a wider range of you.
That's true. That's true.
But by that time, he's like sold on you.
I'm like OCD though. So like I'm always shaven.
Yeah.
And like ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, that's called being a slut. I'm like, let's go. Let's do this. I'm ready.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'm going to say something crazy.
Oh my God.
Craig has never farted in front of me.
Wait. How did you find someone who is you?
I know.
Wait, because not even like a weird smell or a sound?
No. Nothing. And I'm going to tell you something. Every single boyfriend I've ever had, even guys that weren't even my boyfriend, like the first time they would fart in front of me, I'd be like, oh my God, we're on this like level and he feels comfortable with me. Yeah. And then it happened really, really early on with someone. And I was like, okay, we don't really even know each other. And you literally just farted on me. And yeah. I was like, that's so disrespectful. Like what, like you don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I've never farted in front of any boyfriend ever. Ever. Like, I don't think that they think I even have an asshole.
Did you say your mom's never farted in front of
my dad? My mom has never farted in front of my
dad
ever.
But this is the thing. I don't know if it's like I'm part Jewish. I have IBS. I am so gassy. Like, I'm the kind of person, like, I'll be in a room alone and start smelling something. I'll be like, who farted? Did I fart? Like, I am just...
Craig's favorite thing about me is how girly I am.
Oh, my God. You guys.
And I love it because I'm like, yeah, I'm the girliest. I
love
being
the girl.
You get
to just be as girly as you want.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. But I still try not to fart in front of Dez. And that's how I know we're still in love because I've used my farting.
You think about holding it in.
Yeah, I've tried, which is like huge for me because I've used farting to like end a relationship before. Like I remember, you know, when you subconsciously are just over someone, like you have the ick. Mm-hmm. I used to like fart on him. Like I just, you know, when you want a guy to break up with you.
Yeah.
Like I was using my the power of my farts to do that. And that's when I realized I didn't like the guy.
Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer.
$5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you hear the girl who's selling her farts in a jar?
I saw that written on the thing.
She made 45 grand.
How do you put it in a jar?
This is my thing. I'm great at farting, and like that is difficult for me.
I just don't get the science behind it.
I don't know, but she had a whole explanation. She was like, when you first open it, it's like the first couple sniffs that will be ideal. And I was like,
no, Hannah, you have to stop because I'll actually throw up. That just triggered me. No, like I'm going to do it. Stop. Oh, stop. I actually can't think about opening a jar right now. Oh my God, Hannah. No, that actually really did something inside me.
Did I ruin jars for you?
Yes. I'll never own a mason jar. God damn it. What am I going to do in Charleston if I never own a mason jar?
Wait, now I know I'm getting you for your birthday next year.
Oh my God, that's so disgusting. Like, I can deal with your disgustingness. Yeah. I can't think of someone else's farts.
Yeah, true. Wait, that means you love me.
Yeah, you're the only person in my life that I have these conversations with because I truly love you. And if you farted on me, I wouldn't care. Anyone else? Oh my God, no.
People, message me if this is with you too. My farts are worse when I'm going through a tough time.
This is a weird support group I don't want in on. Yeah. Okay?
The farting family support group. No, you know how psychics will be like, oh, like, you know, you get bloated when you're holding stuff in. Like, I think I'm like that, where when I was going through shit, I could not stop farting. Everything I ate, I'd fart. But then when I'm happy, I'm like, I don't fart as much.
No, that is true. And mine is just different. Mine's throwing up.
Exactly.
Like, so I make myself so worked up that I'll puke.
We both eject, but from different holes. We have a couple more minutes. Can we do some front page news? I have one thing.
Okay, I have one thing too. What?
Okay, so my thing is basically Hailey Bieber's only like 25.
Yeah, she's young.
I had no idea she was so young. Mm-hmm. So that was my first part. I swear it gets more interesting. Second part, I follow this account, Pop Culture Angel, which I feel like everyone should follow. And they do this thing called like curse celebrity moments. And it's old tweets from Hailey Bieber in 2011, which I guess it doesn't feel that long ago, but that shit was 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was fucking long ago. We were in freshman in college.
This girl, Hailey Bieber, tweeted September 2011. I don't care what anyone says, but Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez together is the definition of a teenage dream. Hashtag word. With like 2,000
likes. Oh my God.
And then in May, so like months later, she just goes, I'm for sure 100% team hashtag Jelena. Justin Selena.
Did she manifest? Did she manifest Justin Bieber?
She definitely did. But it's just, it's wild that she was like a fan in that way.
I'm going to tell you something, though. I watched Southern Charm before I knew Craig. And 1,000% had a crush on him. I was like, yeah, he's hot.
But were you like,
I wasn't tweeting about him. Girl. No, I was definitely wasn't tweeting about him. I didn't follow him on Instagram. I didn't like know anything about him.
1,000% normal. Like you should have had a crush on him when you were watching. Yeah. But it would be weird if you were like obsessed with his relationship. Like I stan them. Weird. I'm obsessed with them.
That's weird.
They're the best couple on Bravo. Like that would be creepy.
Yeah, and like when I watched him, I don't think he even, I can't remember, but I don't think he even had a girlfriend when I like saw him.
That's like me 5 years ago. Like I watched Dez on stage and I'm like, I want to fuck him.
Yeah, it was more like I would fuck him.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna.
And I'm going to. It just might take a couple years. We just need to navigate some shit.
Wait, is that really weird that we both met?
We both manifested.
And we like saw manifested. Them, knew them, and were like, yeah, I would absolutely fuck
you. But
you
know what I love? You and Craig met multiple times when the universe wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And you still, like, the manifestation still worked. Because you could have easily been like, okay, I met him. We didn't really hit it off because he didn't give me any attention because he's taken or whatever. And I didn't try.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to jump on a creative call for merch.
Oh, right. We have a call. Shoot.
We have, we have a sale going on for Cyber Monday, and we never do sales. So it's like 15-20% off. Giggly-squad.com, giggly-squad.com. Go for it. We love you guys so much, and thanks for giggling.